Rio Tinto is giving away half of its stock interest to the Bristol Bay Native Corporation's Education Foundation. The other half goes to the Alaska Community Foundation. Kim Williams is the executive director for Nunaamta Alukasti, which is a consortium of several tribes and native corporations in the Bristol Bay region. Williams claims it's obvious Rio Tinto couldn't find a buyer, and she supports the move to give the stock away to nonprofit organizations.
It would be my hope that they would sell those shares to an activist organization that can then have a seat at the table and tell Northern Dynasty that, you know, this project is not going anywhere, and then, you know, fight at the board level.
The Alaska Community Foundation has apparently decided to seek a buyer for their roughly 9 million shares of Northern Dynasty mineral stock. But the BBNC Education Foundation has not yet said what they will do with their 9 million shares. Another of the organizations with a history of working to derail the proposed Pebble Mine is the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Catherine Karskallen sits on the BBRSDA Board of Directors and serves as the organization's sustainability director.
I think it's just one more sign that everyone has questions about this project and whether or not it has the ability to operate in Bristol Bay without problems. And I think the fact that every major mining company has now walked away from the project really sends a very strong signal.
Northern Dynasty Minerals has requested a meeting with the leadership of the Alaska Community Foundation and the Bristol Bay Native Corporation's Education Foundation to understand their long-term goals. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.